Now you'll notice verse 6, and David said, "Whosoever smiteth the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain." So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went first up, and he was chief. Now, this man is the number one man in the service of David. He was the man that was number one man, I think, as advisor, and number one man that led the army. And he belonged to the mighty men of David. You'll recall that we're told something about his exploits when he first came to David, how he led the army, and how he fought for David. And this man, therefore, he became the captain. He was the one that was in charge of the Pentagon in David's day. He had charge of all of the brass, the army and the navy and whatever else they might have around. He had charge of it. Now, we're going to be given the list of David's mighty men and the exploits that they did. We'll see that in just a moment. Notice verse 7. And David dwelt in the castle, therefore they called it the City of David. Now, the City of David actually is the Mount Zion area. David loved that place. Well, apparently it was where his palace was built by Hiram. And he built the city round about, even from Milo round about, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. Now, Joab is not only a soldier, but he's a contractor. He's the one that had charge of the repairing of the city. So David waxed greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. Now, he brought the kingdom to its zenith. Actually, it's my feeling that in any study of ancient history, when you look at the great nations of the world, like Egypt, or Babylon, or Persia, or the Hittite nation, even before all of these others, that you need to remember that David brought these people up to the place where it was a great kingdom and had great influence throughout the world. It was the basis on which Solomon was able to bring a witness to the world of that day.